Infidelity. I'm not proud. Can't be proud. It's wrong. But in being so wrong and illicit, it seems to me that can make the sex electric. It wasn't our first time together. Oh no. The first time I was so drunk I could hardly be held accountable for my actions. I was so drunk that the only thing that stopped it being non-con was how fucking amazing it felt. So this time, the second time, it wasn't by chance. It wasn't a drunken fuck-up. It was intended. I know. That makes it worse. And it also made it sparkier. We planned a night away. After a day spent working together, there we were in the lift together. We had separate rooms booked, and the day had been so normal that I was half certain this wouldn't happen. His cologne was a distraction. It lingers. And since our first encounter together, well, I imagine you know how much a scent can trigger lust. So there I was in the lift, inches between us, my nose filled with a smell that made me want to tear the shirt from his shoulders. But I didn't. I couldn't dare take that first move. This was wrong, after all. I could feel my breathing shorten, each short breath raggedly heaving my chest. Fuck. Thank God, as we walked down the corridor, he dragged me into his room and kissed me, and his kisses are amazing. He's soft and firm, slow and desperate, a cliché, fantastic kisser. His kisses make me want more, make me want to shut my eyes and experience every nip and taste of him. I was so nervous. What if he changed his mind? What if he didn't want me? But I needn't have been. He pulled me onto the bed next to him, his hand on my knee. The tension of a busy day shifted, and the kissing, oh, the kissing. It was wonderful. His hands, they ran up my legs, skimmed my waist, and I felt like he'd devoured me. Lust was running through me, and if I had it my way, we'd have raced to the finish in that moment. I am not a patient girl. He pulled away, insisted we stop and get dinner. I threw a pout and sprawled out across his bed. He pulled me back towards him, but before he could kiss me, I dove for his cock. His trousers slipped to the floor, his boxers followed. And with a quick glance to ensure I had his blessing, I went to give him what I suspected was his first blowjob. Oh, wow. He was so wonderfully vocal. He was nigh on purring, expressing surprise and telling me how he'd never had a blowjob like this before, and how could I expect him not to ask for one every single day? It was a proper ego trip. He has a lovely cock. I can't explain it. It's not massive, but it's a really satisfying shape to suck on. Unfortunately, he stopped me before I could make him come, but he whispered some aphrodisiac words. Back in the day, I'd have fucked your mouth till there was cum pouring from between your lips. That was enough to make my pussy quiver, and I can't tell you how many times I've replayed that whisper since then, thrusting my own fingers into a dripping wet cunt. We never made it for food that night. He told me he was in love with my smile, my lips, my dimples, my face. He got the lights. I think he's shy about his body, but that's okay. I'm pretty shy about mine. We got naked and wound up between the sheets. There was a bunch more cock sucking. God, I like his cock a lot. And he went down on me. But I was so nervous I made him stop. I must have been mad. So instead, he dragged me on top of him, and we fuck. Sorry. He said he made love to me. I think we fucked. Either way, he was making those amazing and wonderful sounds again. It's like he's completely into me. He called me a good girl, and the aphrodisiac of his words washed over me like a giant wave again. I'd settle for just hearing his moans and grunts. Gentlemen, don't ever underestimate the power your sex noises can have on your girl. He tells me I have an amazing body, and maybe he's feeding me lines, taking advantage of me, but at this point, I just didn't care. I don't know if he came. He flipped me onto my back and started to drive into me really hard, like he was trying to embed his pelvis in mine. Balls deep. That's the only way I can describe how hard he was pushing into me. I wanted him to come. I felt like maybe he would, and his noises would make me think he did. And he acted like he did. But when he pulled away, he apologised. There was no need to apologise. He told me he didn't want to be a disappointment to me. But he really wasn't.